last time we began discussing the din of Sotas Nida, and specifically the yichud requirements or the yichud prohibitions that exist in the aftermath of a chuppas nida. But we really should begin the conversation a little bit earlier, before we discuss what the consequences of a chuppas nida are, what is the status of a chuppas nida, and is one allowed to conduct a chuppas nida. So that itself is a machlok, as we shown him. I did not send you the marukamas for this. It's a Eben Ezer issue more than a Yardei issue. But just by way of introduction to the topic, you should be aware that the Gemara in Ksubis, that many of you probably learned this during the Kollel, on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, has an Ibai of Ravashi. Nifna Salachuf of Epir Sanida Mahu, what is the Kenyan status of the Chuppah for a woman who is Pir Sanida? Intin Salam Rechibas Chuppah Kona Chuppah Dechaz Yilabia of a chuppah de lo chaz yilabia lo, or de lo shna. So there the Gemara has a discussion as to whether chibas bia kona or chibas chuppah kona, and even chibas chuppah kona, the Gemara raises the question, do you need a chuppah haru'i yilabia? So that itself is left as a teiku in the Gemara. The Rush there in Suvis in the fifth parak in Simen Vav says that this Gemara is a source for the Shitas HaRambam, that chuppah zdita, chuppah she'en ru'i yilabia is not kona at all. So that's the Shitas HaRambam in Perek Yud of Isha Salacha Beis, the Rambam Perek Yud Isha Salacha Beis, that a chuppah she'ena ru'i yilabia is not kohen at all, it is ineffective. Now, ineffective can mean that the woman still has the status of an arusa, and that'll default into a nesu at some point later when there's proper yichud. But the Rambam's position, simply put, is that chuppah she'ena ru'i yilabia is not kohen. And the Rush, there at least argues, and the Rush is of the opinion that a chuppah she'ena ru'i yilabia is a chuppah. It may not be a chuppah for all matters of halacha, specifically for the hischaibis of Tosefes Ksuba, that if you have a chuppah she'ena ru'i yilabia, your husband may not be mechayif himself through that chuppah in Tosefes Ksuba, but that's more of a detail. Fundamentally, the Rush believes that chuppah she'ena ru'i yilabia is indeed kona. Parenthetically, in Simon Samach Aleph in Eben Ezer, there's a discussion among the Nosei Kalim as to whether the Rush may have been Choser, because there's a Rush in Shuvas HaRush, Shuvas HaRush Simen Nun Dalet Osbeis, Simen Nun Dalet Osbeis, where the Rush had a situation of a woman who was deathly ill, who got married, and the Nedunya was conditioned on her recovery. And the psak of the Rush was that because this woman never recovered and died right away, the husband was not entitled to any nidunya. So at first glance, that sounds like the Rush is assuming that chuppah she'ena ru'i yilabia, meaning she was deathly ill, so that's also chuppah she'ena ru'i yilabia is lo kana. So that's the machlokes between the Chalkas Mechokek and the Beis Shmuel there in Simen Samach Dalet and Eben Ezer, as to whether indeed, sorry, Simen Samach Aleph and Eben Ezer, as to whether indeed the Rush was Choser, or maybe there's a distinction between Chuppas Nida and the Chuppah of a deathly ill woman, where the deathly ill woman is a super Eina Ru'i Yilabia. The Chuppas Nida, so she'll be Ru'i in a week or two. But the Eina Ru'i Yilabia, the deathly ill woman is a super Eina Ru'i Yilabia, so that's my focus among the Nosa Kalim. Be that as it may, the Rambam's position, bottom line, is that Chuppah She'eina Ru'i Yilabia is Lokan, and the Rush's position is Kona. And the Beis Yosef there in Simen Samach Aleph in Eben Ezer quotes from the Ran in the beginning of Ksubis that fundamentally we assume that Chuppah She'ena Ru'i Yilabia, for example, Chuppas Nida is Kona, because when push comes to shove, we assume that Chuppah is not synonymous with Yichud. So even if there's an Isser Yichud, but the Chuppah could still be a valid Chuppah. Nevertheless, the Ran writes that it's appropriate to avoid a Chuppas Nida situation. Als Hilchos Eben Ezer, als the status of the Chuppah and the Nisuin, and that is reflected in the Mechaber there in Simen Samach Aleph Eben Ezer Sefez, that it's appropriate to avoid a Chuppah Nida situation to not get into this issue of Chuppah She'ena Ru'i Yilabia. And the Ramadir says that our minhag is not to be concerned, that we're not, if there's a situation that arises where there is a Chuppah Nida, so then we proceed with the Chuppas Nida. There isn't really that much of a difference l'maisa between the Mechaber and the Ramah, because even the Ramah will agree that it's best to avoid a Chuppas Nida, and even the Mechaber, the way the later poskim explain, even the Mechaber agrees that if push comes to shove and you're faced with a Chuppas Nida situation, where the chasa was already planned, and there would be a monetary loss, and it would be inconvenient and stressful to delay. So then even the Mechaber agrees that you can proceed with chuppas nida. So as a practical matter, there isn't much of a difference lamaisa between the Mechaber and the Ramah, but theoretically, the Mechaber is more reticent to accept chuppas nida alsi helpas chuppa aspect as to whether the nesuin is valid. Again, the Mechaber Mikaradin goes like the Ran, that Mikaradin chuppas nida is kona, and that's how many Rishonim assume, but best to avoid, and the Ramah says we don't even have a minhag to avoid if it comes up. Okay, the other detail in chuppas nida that's discussed in poskim is the process, the procedure for mesiras hatavas, any different when it comes to chuppas nida than a regular situation of nisu of kiddushin. So there is a line in the Minhagei Maharil, in the piece on Nisuin in Simon Hay. This is quoted in the Ber Hetev there in Simon Samach Aleph and Evan Ezer. Again, Maril Minhagim Nisuin Os Hay. Maril writes, V'im Eina Tahora, if a woman is not Tahora at the time of the Kiddushin, Eina Nogeya Ba, so the Chasin should not touch the Kala, Achiniach Lipo Me'asma Liesba, he should allow the ring to fall onto her finger. It doesn't say to allow the ring to fall into her hands, it says to allow the ring to fall onto her fingers, so that probably requires a little bit of talent to be able to drop a ring on a finger in a way that it falls right into the finger. But that's what the Maharil writes, that the Mesiras Tabas by Chuppas Nida is different than the Mesiras Tabas by a regular Kiddushin. In the Oter Poskim, there in Simon Samach Aleph, he quotes from some Achronim that suggest along the lines of the Maril that you should throw it into her hand. You shouldn't put it on your finger, you should throw it into her hand. Because anyway, we'll see when we get to Simon Kuf Sadi Hei in the Lachas of Archokos that even though we're Machmir not to throw something to your wife who's Anita, but that's of a lower, that's a less stringent form of Archokos because that's Tali B'Machlokas anyways. That's based midrash or sharashis, we'll see. So because anyway, Zvika is more kal than Zvika may be more kal than Oshata, and Oshata is more kal than Nagia. And anyway, so there's more grounds to be makel in that regard. And our practice, generally speaking, is that we don't distinguish. This is found in the Or Zeruah in Simon Shin Mem Aleph. The author who says, writes, that the standard practice by chuppas nida is to put the tabas on her hand the way you would by any regular kiddushin. The Or Zeruah in Simon Shin Mem Aleph. And Rav Avadia has a lengthy tshuva in Yabi Omer, Evan Ezer Chelek Hei Simon Yud, in which he elaborates how this is the appropriate approach. And number one, avoids much embarrassment. Not that that in of itself would be a reason to change the halacha. That wasn't the din, but anyway, the whole reason that we're machmir for some of the reasons that we're machmir for achokos for ishtanida that don't apply to other situations of erev or anyone else don't necessarily apply here if it's in a public situation and they're just getting married right now. It's kind of a gita v'yada bank echet situation where the whole chumras of rachakas would only kick in at the moment that the kiddushin is effected, and the kiddushin haven't been effected yet, so you're doing it all b'vasachas, kind of like the discussion by a mesira saget. So no one, we're not mathmir, we don't ask the wife if she's anida for the mesira saget. The husband puts the get into his wife's hands, and that's also kind of the reverse, literally gita v'yada b'ankachat. But the chumras that you have for rachakas ben yishalisha don't apply from the moment that the gerushin is chal, which is precisely at that point that he's putting it into her hands. Yeah.
So the normal manner that we're talking about that involves the husband touching her finger.
So the Darkei Tshuva writes in Ar Simon in Sifkata Yud Gimel that his practice was to instruct that the ring be put on the finger, but every effort should be made to avoid actually touching her skin. So if you could do it gently and just put the ring on the finger without touching anything else, If you can, so you do your best.
If it's touching her, that's beyond her thought of space. That's really.
So it's all that. So it's all the same second. Yeah. That's a good question. I think the assumption is that they. I think the assumption is they begin from Erison. How do we know that? I guess when we get to Simukov Sadehe, we'll figure it out. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just curious, is that where we're knowing nowadays? I heard a message from Schechter where he was the Rav was being tired of Dushin.
Yeah.
The Rav was not, but the girl, the catch the ring as the chassid dropped it.
Yeah.
Rav Schechter talks about that, the Rav gave him Musar, because Schechter didn't want to watch, because he thought the Rav was embarrassing the girl, and the Rav said to the microphone with the Aiden, please watch. I've never heard this message before.
Maybe I heard and forgot it, I don't recall. But I think the more common practice is to be makel in the shaila. Think. Okay, so let's go back to where we began to discuss last time, which was the yichud requirement for chuppas nida, for a situation in which a woman becomes a nida prior to be rishana, which is the same as the situation of dam chimud, if shiv and nekiyim weren't accounted for properly before the wedding. So again, the Gemara tells us in Ksuvas and Daf Dalid that both by a Neis Aviv Shel Chasin V'Imo Shel Kala situation and by a situation of Chuppas Nida, Hu Yashin Bein HaAnashim V'Hi Yashena Bein HaAnashim. And we began discussing last time the Machlokas, Ravid, and Rush what the parameters of this special Isser Yichud is. In general, there's, as we know, no Isser Yichud between a husband and his wife as a Nida. But in a situation where they haven't yet had the Rishona, so then we're concerned about Yisro Tokvo, and there is this additional requirement of Yichud. Most Rishonim sound like, or at least the interpretation of most Rishonim, is that this is a Din Derabana. As Yichud in general, by regular Erva, is an Isser Daraisa. Yichud by Nida, maybe Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam that we quoted last time, Perikov Beis and Isiri Bia, groups this Isser together with the other standard Isser Yichud forever, which sounds like it's a Din D'Oraisa. The Chazon Ish points out in Simen Sadi Aleph that the Ravid must be assuming it's a Din D'Rabbanan because the fact that the Ravid has a super kula by Yichud of Nida, namely that there's no Isser Bayom. So that could only make sense if the whole Isser by Chuppas Nida is only an Isser Derabanan. Tosas in Sota and Zayin writes that the Isser Yichud by Nida in general is Derabanan because Isser Yichud by Nida only applies to an objective Erva, which is always going to be an Erva today, tomorrow, the next day. Anida is sulfurly tire, so that's a different category. Rabbi Sabalowski noticed in the notes of his Shirim pointed out that this should be totally on the machlokas rishonim that we discussed in the Hakdama as to whether Nida Bechlal is considered a Rayus or not, which is machlokas Rambam Rebbe Tam, so that fits. I haven't seen that formulation elsewhere, but it makes sense. It could be others do write it, I just haven't have noticed it in the notes from Rabbi Sabalowski's Shirim. The B that is a May, the Ravid has his kula that this whole Isser, special Isser Yichud by Chuppas Nida only applies by Laila, not by Yom. And then the Ravid has a Chumrah that even though in general we only require a single Shomer, when it comes to Chuppas Nida, you require double level of Shmira. So the Lashon of the Ravid, as we noted last time, was Sarach Liyos Bebayis Anashim V'Nashim Zulasi Achasim Akala. You require the presence of men and women aside from the chasen and kala. Umir anashim shnayim, umir anashim shnayim. And anashim is plural, anashim is plural, so that means you need the chasen and two other men, and the kala and two other women. That's also explicit in the Hagos Maimoni, in Perakah Beis Isurei Bia Os Aleph. And if you look in the Knesset HaGadol on the side of the page in Shulchan Aruch at the end of the Siman, he quotes from the Sefer Be'er Sheva that the Be'er Sheva was upset by certain laxity that he found in the application of this halacha, and he quotes that according to the Ravid, you need to have a minimum of two women and two men together with the chasan and Kala. And he was upset that people weren't makbid about that. And he was also upset that apparently people would be makel to have the mother of the Kala sleep together with the Kala and rely on that alone. Nevertheless, even though it was, we'll see, that the Rama is makbir for this element of the Raivid, namely, at least Balayla, that you require the double level of Shmira, but there's no indication that you need two men and two women. It sounds like it's sufficient to have one man and one woman. Again, Lashon HaRama. V'yesh omrim de Balayla tzarech shtei shmiros v'yom mutar lizyaped. The hamina lika katan eisel achasen uktana eisel akala. V'emes yachdin v'yom b'lo katan uktana. Right, so the Rama is machmir that we are concerned about the Isser Yichud even by Yom, and he's machmir to have a double shmir. His double shmir is a katan eitzel achasan, uktana eitzel akala. So there's no evidence that you require, no indication you require two men and two women. It's sufficient to have one man and one woman. That doesn't seem to be what the Raivid wrote. So I saw the Badei Shulchan here in. Another Sifkatun, Badei Shulchan here on this line says that our practice and what the Rama's practice is seems to follow the Mordechai. Mordechai in Shvuas Tavshin Mem Aleph, who only requires a single man, a single woman, not two men and two women. So even though we are machmir for the Raivid, we're machmir for the theory of the Raivid, but not the actual extreme literal position of the Raivid that requires two men and two women in addition to the Chasan and the Kala. So.
Yeah, like, what's a Katan and a Kala?
Right. So Katan and Tana is, we're talking about Katan, Shiradei, Atambi. Yeah, that's the discussion of Kronim, exactly what the age is. But that's a Hilchas Yichud issue more than a Hilchas Nida issue.
Meaning,
It's not a kula, meaning a katan is matzil min a yichud under normal circumstances. It's a prudence because there's presumably less sensitivity if you're going to have a 7 or 8 year old sleep with you than to have an adult sleep with you. So the reason I think the Rama's reflecting what's the prudent thing to do, you know, the practice developed to have a katan ektana because that's less obvious or less. Less jarring than having an adult together with you. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I think that you put the more common accepted thing would be you need, let's say, three women in order to like establish Nashim Harbe.
At least Balayla, but that Ishto Imo is you don't necessarily require that, and this is Ishto Imo, even though it's Chubas Nida.
Okay, so that's why here it's two, but you think it's each doing that could not.
That would be part of the equation. Okay. Right. So bottom line, the psak, the minhag that the Rama records is to be machmir for the Rush that the Yisr Yid applies by Yom, and to be machmir for the Rav to require a double shmir. I think Rabbi Willig quoted a different story from the Rav, a kula, that the Rav was makel like the Raivid to be matir yichud bayom by chupas nida. So I don't have independent verification of that, but Rabbi Willig mentioned that in his shirim on Hilchas Nida. The other kula that. That Rabbi Willig mentioned, and Rabbi Neuberger has this in his notes in Rabbi Sablowski's Sefer. Rabbi Neuberger has this a Mipia Shmuah from the Chazon Ish and something from Shlomo Zalman also, under certain circumstances to be mako with a single shomer at night and not to require two shomerim. And if maybe this practice of the Knesset Gedola quote of the Be'er Sheva objecting to of the Kala's mother being sufficient as a Shomer, so there's some Mipia Shmua tradition from Shlomo Zalman that endures something along those lines.
But isn't that the Rama?
I'm sorry?
But that's the Rama.
No, the Ramah says you need two shamer. Right? And then Aglika Kata Nesalchas and Tani Esalakala. Right?
Oh,
and that, and this representation is that all you need is one, like regular shmir. Yeah.
According to
because it's only, perhaps, I mean, part of the mix is that it's only the rabbanon, so under certain circumstances it might be grounds to be more makel. Yosef.
According to all these opinions, yeah. Is it permissible in the same room to have whoever the shomrim are, whatever your number of shomrim are, can they be in the same room and
they could
they
be in
have
the same
to be in separate rooms?
They could be in the same room if they're all together. Have a big sleepover party.
But it's also required if they're in separate rooms in the same house, right?
That, so the Ramah has the following line. The Ramah says, V'ein tzarech lios shtei shmiros. I'm sorry. V'im einem yeshenim b'cheder echad einem sichim shimer klal. So if they're not in the same room, then you don't need any shmiros. So the Chazon Ish points out, Yoredei Yosef Tzadi Aleph, it doesn't mean just if they're in separate rooms that open up to each other. It means they're in separate rooms and there's no access. So if you're in one room and she's in another room and there's a reshus haram between the two rooms, you're in opposite sides of the street, so then you don't need any shmira. But if there's access in either direction, then... I'm sorry?
Even like a hallway?
Even a hallway. If they're, unless both rooms are locked, then neither one can get into the other room without a double key or something. If there's no access, there's just a rabbin that's dividing the two rooms, so that there's no access, so then you don't need shmira. But if either one could have access, then you need shmira. Okay. The Ramah here quotes an interesting Trumas Hadeshen. We'll just read the line of the Ramah, and then we'll explain a little bit. The Ramah says, Yei shomrim, im haisa tahora kisha nasa, v'lo ba'aleha. So at the time, it wasn't a chuppah nida. They were, it was a regular chuppah, and she was tahora. But they didn't have b'irishon yet. U'pirsa nida acharkach, and before b'irishon, she was pirsa nida. Eina tzricha shimur. V'hamach mirtava la bracha. So what the Trumas Hadeshen explains in Siman Reish and Gimel is that we're talking about a situation where there was ample opportunity to have b'irishona. And they were able to, and they decided not to. So the fact that they decided not to, and she was tahora, and they were sleeping in the same room for a couple nights, and they chose not to have b'irishona, that indicates that the yisra tokva component is not so strong. So his analogy is just like by a shor muad could be chosu l'tamuso. If there were three situations in which he could have been nogeach and wasn't, so even though a shor muad by nature is takif yitzro to be nogeach, but where he has the opportunity to be nogeach and isn't, then he's closer to tamusa. So here too as well, so we assume that in general a person is takfo yitzro. But if we see that he had the opportunity to have Bir Rishon and didn't, so that's an indication that we're not concerned about talking about Yisra anymore, and then there wouldn't be any Yisra Yichud. So that's what the Trumas Hadeshen quotes, two opposing opinions as to whether this is a correct argument, two traditions from earlier authorities, and the Trumas Hadeshen himself concludes that even though there's one to rely on, Machmir Tavala Bracha, and that's what the Ramah quotes, a machmir tavala bracha. The Taz, as you probably saw here, takes issue with the Trumas Hadeshen. He thinks that the raya from Ashur Muad is not a good raya, because we assume that Stam Shvar Mevecheskas Shimer Kaimi. So the Stam Shor is not a Nakha. So it's only Ashur Mishuna who is going to be a Nakha. So Ashur Mishuna, who was an Akhan, and then is an Ogeach, is Chazal Tamuso. But we're talking about a human being, so that's not a Mishuna. That's normal to be Yitzvah Tokvo. And therefore the equation to Ashur Nogeach is an incorrect equation. And the Shachlin and the Kuzas Sakasef thinks that the Trumas Hadeshen's equation is good. Stam and Eyadar also Becheskes Chera. So Stam, you're right. Taz is right that if Stam Shor is Becheskes Shimer Kaimi, and if Stam person is Becheskes not going to give into his Yetzer Hara. So the starting point of the analogy is correct, the Taz is correct, and therefore and therefore there may be justification for the Trumas Hadeshen's mashal. So even though we don't necessarily accept the Trumas Hadeshen lock, stock, and barrel, it may be relevant to the following shaila. Yeah.
Would the Talmud agree that if you knew that this, let's say this chassan has, let's say, a case of mano, Yitzhak isn't going to be tough for
one? That's not what the Trumas Hadeshen is talking about. The Trumas Hadeshen is talking about a case where they had ample opportunity and there was nothing holding back from having been rishon, and they decided not to. So
we don't pass it like this.
The Ramah says a machmer tov lo bracha. So in a situation, it's conceivable that a posek, depending on the details of the case, may invoke the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen is more relevant in the following situation, which is we discussed in the context of Dan Bisulim, as to whether Hara is sufficient to trigger the din of Dan Bisulim, you know, the requirement of being parish. Right? So Bi Rishona triggers din Rabbanan, presumably that you have to be parish because of the Chashash of Dan Bisulim. And the Ramah was makel that in Simon Kuf Sadi Gimel, that even if you don't have Gemar Bia, you only have Ha'ara, then you don't have to invoke the din of Dam Basulim as long as you don't actually see any Dam, and you can continue to attempt a proper Bia Rishona with the Gemar Bia if the first time you only accomplished Ha'ara. So there, that's a Kula to assume that Ha'ara is not considered Gemar Bia. Here the question is the opposite. If there is Hara but not Gemar Bia, is that going to create a situation of a Isser Yichud if she then is pure Sanida before they have Gemar Bia? Right? So to assume that Hara is different than Gemar Bia in Hilchus, in Simon Kuf Sadi Gimel, ends up being a Kula, and to assume that in our Simon would be a Chumra. So do we have to be machmir and assume that Hara is not considered Gemar Bia, and therefore if you only had Hara and then she was Pir Sanida, then you have to be knowing this is Riyichud. So there's a marshal in that sugya in the Ksubas and Simon Vav, the marshal is machmir. He says that the Isser Yichud only falls away if you have Gemar Bia, but Hara is not sufficient. And he points out Lashon HaGemara there. Lashon HaGemara, says the Marashal, is Lo Shanu Ela Shelo Baal Bilas Mitzvah. So this din of Hu Yashen Vein Anashim, Hu Yashen Vein Anashim, that only applies if they're not Baal Bilas Mitzvah. But Baal Bilas Mitzvah doesn't apply. So the Marashal is Medayik, it says Shelo Baal Bilas Mitzvah. That sounds like a full 100% Bias Mitzvah, Gemar Bia. And anything short of that will not obviate the Yisro Tokfo and won't prevent the Chumra of the Isser Yichud. Okay, so that's the position of Marshal, Suva Simen Vav, that Hara is not the same as Gemar Bia, and if you only had Hara, you still have to be knowing the Chumra of the Isser Yichud. In the Sefer Dvar Halacha, which is one of the classic Svarim on Hilchos Yichud, written by, I think, a brother love of Shlomo Zalman, so he has a lot of material from the Chazon Ish. In the back, he has Tshuvas. So in Simon Beis of the Tshuvas, in the back of Sefer Dvar Halacha, he points out that the Marshal's Girsa and the Gemara Tshuvas are different than our Girsa. Because our Girsa doesn't say Shalom Baal Bilas Mitzvah. It says Lo Shanu Shalom Baal. Doesn't say Bias Mitzvah. So according to our Girsa, you don't have that Diyuk of the Marshal. And there's more to rely on to be makel that even if you only had Hara, that takes care of the Yisro Tokfo enough to allow you to be makel on the Yisro Yichud. So there are two camps of poskim in terms of how far you would take this kula. The one camp accepts this orientation that even if you only have Hara, then you don't have to be machmir the Yisro Yichud whatsoever. For example, the Tzitz Eliezer has like that. I don't have the Simon in front of me. There's such a tshuva in the Tzitz Eliezer. And the other camp is that if there's only Hara, so we're still going to be Machmir and Isser Yichud, but we could have more kulos than in general. In general, you would require a double shmira, and maybe here you would only require a single shmira. So that you have some discussion of in that tshuva in the Dvar Halacha. Rav Shturmbach has a tshuva in Tshuvas Van Haga Simen Tav Kuf Simon Aleph, in which he says that even though there's a lot to talk about whether you can be makel across the board, at the very least, even if you're going to be machmir to require the iser yichud after hara, that's only true the first time around. But let's say she's poresh and goes through the tara process, and then the next time that she's tara, they're still not able to get a gemar via, and then she's piercing nida again. So then you wouldn't have to be machmir the second time around, the second month, as long as there was already hara. So you know, there is definitely the sensitivity to try to be makel as much as possible on these kinds of shilas, and I think the tradition in our base medrash is more to be makel on this issue across the board. But if you look at the Taras Habayis, he has a little bit of a back and forth, the Marmar Kamos, on this topic of whether you could be makel by Harava Alma, and again, many poskim are makel across the board. Okay, so we will stop here.